Officials in Iowa say falling in love may not have been the motive behind an increase in marriage applications between Iowans and immigrants from Kenya. Couples insist their unions are sincere, but officials say some applications are packed with clues betraying marriages of convenience. The applications from four Iowa counties have been turned over to the Regional Office of the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service for an investigation into possible immigration marriage fraud, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Iowa is no hotbed of African immigration by any means, but there is a small African population in the state. Most Africans who live here are refugees. Standing outside Drake University, Ding Mujok and a friend said they are among the largest group.
Well, Sudan is the majority right there.
Sometimes we see some
Nigerian and
Kenyan,
Somalian.
Different tribe.
But it's not too much people, it's a little bit.
State officials say they don't know how many Kenyans live in Iowa, but they suspect the number is tiny. Unlike the Sudanese, Kenyans are not refugees, but immigrants, and many are students. In Rachel and Tony Machacha's apartment, a Kenyan rap group plays on the stereo system. The Machachas are graduate students at Iowa State University in Ames, about 30 miles north of Des Moines. Tony is 25 and from western Kenya. His wife, Rachel, is 23, white, and from a small town in northwest Iowa.
We met in August of 1999.
Yeah.
So we had known each other for about 2 years when we got married.
Rachel spent a semester in Kenya during her undergraduate studies. Around the Machacha's apartment, there are pictures of Kenya, of friends and family.
Then this last one is a picture of home.
Tony also leafs through their wedding pictures. They got married on campus July 1st, 2001, just a few weeks after he arrived in the U.S.
He was so smiley that day. It was difficult to get, a photographer kept trying to get us to have a serious pose, but even the serious pose would just hold it for 2 seconds and it'd burst laughing.
Rachel says from the beginning they've always had to ignore other people's concerns about their marriage.
They found out I was engaged, and rather than saying congratulations, they would ask if this was so he could get a green card, which I thought was kind of a curious variation on typical etiquette.
A green card allows an immigrant to become a lawful permanent resident of the United States. In the Polk County Recorder's office in Des Moines, one of the clerks, Jane White, helps couples who've come in during the noon hour to fill out marriage license applications.
This is for the witness, and again,
Polk County Recorder Tim Breen says his office and authorities in three other counties noticed a new trend last year. About 50 couples, Iowans and Kenyan immigrants, filed marriage applications.
What aroused my suspicion a little bit was that you have to have a witness to witness the application process, and it was the same witness for these, you know, so that kind of, you know, had a concern, because I thought this person must, you know, how could she possibly know all these people?
Breen says in many instances, the witness also listed a different address. Deputy Recorder Patricia Umthen says it seemed a little fishy. Some couples didn't seem familiar with each other, and one bride-to-be didn't know the last name of the man she was to marry when she came to pick up her marriage license.
And so, you know, we said, well, you know, you're going to have to come back and be able to tell us the groom's last name, because that's how we file them, is under the groom's last name. She came back in about a half hour. So that's bad.
Some of the marriages have taken place. Umthem says she's not sure how many. Congress has passed immigration laws in an effort to counteract sham marriages. Des Moines INS Supervisor Estella Biesmeyer says it's still a big problem, even though the agency routinely interviews couples when a U.S. citizen marries a foreigner. Biesmeyer says people may receive a substantial amount of money to marry someone from another country. They may also get duped into a marriage or just feel sympathetic about an immigrant's plight. The INS isn't divulging any information about the status of their investigation, but Biesmeyer says some Kenyans may have simply overstayed their visas while visiting Iowa and entered into marriages of convenience.
Because the way the immigration laws are written, marriage to a U.S. citizen is probably the easiest and fastest way to come to this country or remain in this country and get a green card, lawful permanent residence.
Immigration marriage fraud is a felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Immigrants can be deported. Des Moines immigration attorney Jim Bozzoni says the INS investigation isn't unjustified, but he says he's also seen plenty of unnecessary deportations. And Bozzoni says race is a factor in the Kenyan-Iowa cases.
Here in Iowa, we're white. I mean, we're like 96 or 97% white. So anything that non-whites are doing is going to be really noticeable.
Because white couples, says Bozzoni, blend in Iowa, while these couples don't. Bozzoni says a good portion of those who applied for marriage licenses with the Kenyans are Iowans who are African American. Officials in the Polk County Recorder's Office agree their job is not to police, but they say after September 11th, they become more alert. They also say the marriage license applications between Kenyans and Iowans tapered off when the trend was reported in the Des Moines newspaper. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Des Moines.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.